Easter. As we celebrate the fifth day of Easter, we continue to hear the different resurrection accounts. And today we hear the Luke account of Jesus visiting his disciples in the room where they're terrified and scared. This weekend, on Sunday, we'll hear John's account of this. But today we're in Luke, and what is just really made apparent in prayer this morning for me was how Jesus is so quick to show his wounds. He says, "Look at my hands, look at my feet." And he showed them his hands, his feet. And I was an interesting question to ask is, well, why does his wounds remain? Like, so he just defeated and conquered sin and death. He's gloriously resurrected from the dead in all his magnificent glory. Why does his wounds remain? Why does his wounds in his hands from the crucifixion, his wounds on his side, the wounds on his feet, why do those remain? And Thomas Aquinas gives five reasons of why the resurrected Christ keeps his wounds. And I won't name all five right now, but I do want to just mention briefly here three of them. The first is just more of like, you know, it seems to me more of a practical reason, is to confirm in the hearts of his disciples that he truly is Jesus, that it is the one who they saw nailed to a tree. And this just highlights the fact of how incredibly difficult the resurrection is to understand and to comprehend and to believe, that the disciples are looking at a dead man they saw died and put in the tomb. Like, nobody comes back from the dead. And so here Jesus points to his wounds to prove to his disciples, to confirm in the hearts of his apostles, it is me. Secondly, Thomas Aquinas says that Jesus' wounds remains, for when he pleads for us to the Father, he shows the manner of his death that he endured for us. So it's just a beautiful image. You can imagine the Son there, maybe in heaven, you know, on maybe Judgment Day, Jesus standing in between us and the Father, and he's showing the wounds to the Father as if to say, like, look how much I love them. Look at what I did. Remember of what I did, what I endured, how I went to the cross for their sins. So he uses the wounds to plead for us on behalf or to the Father. It's just a beautiful image there. The third one of another reason Thomas Aquinas says is that Christ's wounds are a dignity, not a deformity. So in other words, his wounds point to his glory, that Jesus still has his wounds after he rose from the dead. It's a sign of his victory. And it's almost in a mocking, he can still mock death by pointing to his wounds and say, here's what the world did to me, yet I still live. And, you know, you can kind of think of this with veterans of war, and how they're quick to show their scars from their battles, right? You can, you know, a sign of their victory of somebody maybe who was, you know, had a piece of shrapnel going to their arm in Vietnam or World War II, and they roll up the leg of their pants to say, hey, look, like, this is where I got shot, and you can show the scar of it as if to say, I was there and I survived. Same thing with survivors of Holocaust. They show their tattooed, they pull up their sleeve of their arm and show the tattooed number that they had branded on them for when they were in a concentration camp, to say, like, I was there. I was in the concentration camp and I survived, and kind of to use it or show it as a badge of honor, a badge of victory. And so this is what, as we contemplate Jesus showing his wounds to his apostles today, this should challenge us who typically hate suffering. We don't like the cross. we look at our past sin and the wounds caused by it, or even our current wounds right now, and how there may be shame. We want to hide them. And here's the movement with Jesus showing his wounds of the challenge for us is to be quick to reveal our wounds to Jesus, to be quick to let our wounds show. Because when we do that, when we bring them to Christ, he heals our wounds. And there where he heals the wounds, they can be badges of honor. They can be a sign of victory. And this is all the more important with the resurrection, is when we have the honor or the badge of victory because Jesus has healed us, we can be then quick to have that in our back pocket when we show the world who is in desperate need of being healed. The people who have not yet met Christ, they have not yet encountered him, and they have deep wounds. We can roll up our sleeves. We can show them our wounds and to say, here's victory in Christ, and it can be yours too. Look at my wound. So let us spend some time today reflecting on this gospel of Jesus being quick to reveal his wounds to his apostles, and all the more for us to be quick to reveal our wounds to Jesus.